I'm gonna close it over here, my love.
You or oh, what's immersive scene? Choose immersive view.
Hello.
Hello, hello. I guess we should do this. I'll put your ask to start video. There you go.
Okay.
Speaker view. Yeah, I think that's what we usually do.
Yeah.
One at a time is speaker view.
Yes.
If we do it wrong, people complain, so.
They don't like the little boxes.
Yeah, they don't like the little boxes. Then all our Tuesday talk questions are, why are you in little boxes? It's much better in speaker view. So, okay.
John, you got your summer haircut.
Yes, I did. And actually, it was a mistake because I had done everything and then was just trying to line the back. So I took the guard off and I did a nice line. And then I said, okay, let me do one more pass. And I forgot the guard was off. So it was like, ew, ew. I said, oh my goodness, look at this. So I just shaved the rest of it off and kept just a little bit on top. And that was it.
That's a
cheer. That was it.
That's cool. Yeah, it'll be cool for the summer.
Indeed. Yeah, and I went online and it said, oh yeah, it's a very trendy thing. Just make sure that you grow your facial hair and all this. So I said, okay, let's
do that. First, we want to be trendy here and there we want you to be trendy.
Sure.
So who did it, a barber?
No, I did it myself. I've been cutting my own hair because with COVID, my barber shop, he closed the doors. Oh, like, yeah. He's gone. So, and I'd been going to him for like 5 years. So, you know, I started doing it myself and I said, okay, I was doing decent a little bit over the, but then this disaster happened and.
You were going for the Pollock?
No, I was, again, I was just trimming, you know, I had done everything and I was happy with it. And then going on the line there to make it even across, I had a mirror and I took the guard off and I did it. I was very happy. And then all of a sudden I did one more pass, but I forgot the guard was off and it just zipped and it put a huge line down my head. So I said, okay. Luckily, there was, you know, again, you don't take the touch. It was just like, okay, well, then if that line is there, I guess we'll just shave the rest of the head. And that's what we did. So.
You're starting a new trend. You can quit your day job now.
Yeah, there you go. So. You know, these things happen in this worldly existence. Something happens and you just go with it. Okay, well, so we're going to have the head shaved for a little bit of time. It'll grow back. And
yeah.
That's it.
Back in the Beatle days, when I was a youngster, around 8, maybe 10 years old, the barber cut my hair and I cried. I was like really, really bummed out.
Oh, there you go. See? You have your hair cut this way.
Yeah,
there
he's
you go.
Got a hairdo like there that too. Paul, there do you do your own?
Yes, actually, I am fortunate. Besides Matsumi being an incredible chef and an incredible psychedelic companion, she is also she did hair for years, you know?
There you go.
She prepared people for weddings and everything, so. She gives me the mohawk every once in a while, you know, especially when I'm deep in trance and I feel like going doing retreats. Yeah, she does it for me. So I'm not as lucky as Guruji John. He has to do it by himself, you know. I have some. Eventually, we all have to do it ourselves, you know.
Indeed. And nice we're to back to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's nice to see you guys. Just
Good to see you too. Yeah, last week I had a meeting that I had to go to, and I'm sure by now, if you go to the website, I'll remove the Zoom thing so there's no like confusion as to whether it's on or off or whatever. So that way, you know, it's not. And I would have told in advance, but I didn't know about this thing that I was going to be doing in our last meeting. So.
Yeah, one of the fantastic things that I hardly ever bring it up, but I bring it up now spontaneously, of this thing that we all do, is the fact that those moments when I, like, for example, when I looked into the website and I saw the next meeting is June 15th, I no longer have that anxiety. It doesn't even spark up. So this meeting is always spontaneous, you know? Like my ice baths, like my DMT moments, like my breath holding. So I'm glad that you guys partake in my life, you know, that's spontaneously too. So that's fantastic.
Good, good.
Good to have you.
And I'm back in the summer room now, so I don't have to use a virtual background because I have pictures of Maharaj in this room because I'm here in front of the little portable air conditioner. Since it started to get hot again. So mm-hmm. I'll be in this room for the summer like we were last year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yes, like anything happening in the last week of non-happenings?
I guess I do. I guess some things that's on my mind. The one time that one lady, she called in and she was visible on the screen, and it was windy and she was making all kinds of noise. Couldn't catch all the words, and you just kept going on and on. I was wondering, that wasn't like a setup.
No, I mean, I did know that person, but she called in just to be on the meeting. I had sent her the link. I sent a couple of people the links because like the meetings that I go to in this area, you know, people say like, oh, you know, whatever. And I say, oh yeah, we have this Tuesday thing. You're welcome to join and this and that. And she joined. Just like there was another lady who had joined. Actually, there've been three ladies and two guys that have been in this local area that have joined over the years.
I just wondered because I guess it was a setup by self with self or whatever to test our patience because she kept making so much noise. I don't know if you noticed, but we couldn't hear quite a few sentences or something.
She was outside walking and there was a lot of wind.
Yes.
Yeah, she was jogging. I remember.
It was very strange.
I mean, it's just, you know, and let's not talk too much because she'll listen to these and
yeah, right. Be,
like very shy about not coming back or even not listening to the thing. So yeah. Everything is happening in the moment spontaneously. Always think whenever anything irritates you that it's the formless presence or the space in the room that's animating this lump of goo. It's the same presence that's animating this lump of goo. And it's only the belief that this lump of goo is myself that's causing this irritation. Because in reality, it's just the space in the room is just here. And, you know, you see someone and they're sharing about their experience and you know that's just the formless presence, believing itself in the moment to be in that body form, speaking from a perception of being an individual. And I don't receive it as that because I know myself in a real sense. I think that's why, you know, Ramakant Maharaj, he says, you know, you're speaking from the body-based perspective, but I am not speaking from body-based perspective. There's no concept of being a body. They're speaking. And in that individualized form, there may be the presence that is formless and expansive of everything, believing itself to be limited in that moment. But I know myself in a real sense. Therefore, there's no limitation on that you or that me, because both are just appearances within my own selfless self.
That's helpful.
Yeah, that's good.
I can say occasionally, like recently, I actually was getting a sense of what you're talking about there. The scenes passing, I actually was I got a decent sense of what that is. Gradually, things keep deepening and deepening very slowly, and so that's good.
Yeah, the more you remain with your selfless self, the more this concept of a you other than that dissolves. Because it takes a lot of energy to pretend that you're something that you're not.
But it's also good to know that I don't know if you said my experience can match what you're talking about and what you're saying, and then it ends up just like the book. So I don't always have a sense that I'm reading the reader, but sometimes I recognize that I have experienced, at least at times, almost everything that they say, you know.
Yeah, because it's your own selfless self that's speaking, and there's no individuality whatsoever. It's selfless self speaking to selfless self about selfless self. And the idea of John and Keith are just layers on that presence that are being removed. The more selfless self speaks to itself that there is nothing other than yourself.
Which is, you can't say what it is. That's why I guess we call it nothing.
Well, you could, using a body form, you're able to sense this as a sense of presence. You can say, oh, or as Nisargadatta Maharaj says, the I am. Maharaj says, Ramakant Maharaj says, the selfless self, just I, I without anything. That very subtle sense of presence, because I'm holding a body form, this can be felt. And that should be the only thing that I see, basically. I have this body so that I can see this presence. I know that all of everything appears on presence, so I don't have to pay attention to any of that. I just have to focus on this presence. And after a while, then I come to understand that the focuser, the source of the focus, is one and the same. And this presence even is an object that appears that is not my own self. And I can just remain here. That's where the void, the black hole, whatever you want to call it, all experience ends. There you are. Even this experience of I am or I exist. Where this ends, there you are.
Oh.
And now you're in a position where you know whether this body is or is not, I am. Because this body is an appearance on presence, and presence has appeared to that you are. Formless awareness, whatever you want to call it, with the object of awareness being this sense of presence or this sense of existence. Remain prior to this, because that's the true position. Everything that's appeared since that spontaneous knowingness and something to be known, everything that appeared is all illusion. So then how can you say, like, oh, how do I stop thoughts? Well, that doesn't really do anything, because all of this world that you're thinking about is on the spontaneous presence. And the only thing that you're so-called witnessing is this sense of presence. And you just remain. And that's remain with your selfless self. Remain with this I am. That's what Nisargadatta Maharaj says. Remain with the I am and all questions will be dissolved. All questions will be answered. Because you yourself are the answer to every question. What happens when I die? I remain with this selfless self. This concept of death disappears, and it's not even understood what can die. You're saying the body can die. Okay, well, the body is an appearance on the presence. And yet I'm prior to this presence because this is the most subtle witnessing. So whether the body is there or not, it really makes no difference to this formless presence. And that's the first thing that's known. Along with that presence, then so many other things are known. And I say, oh, I am this. And there are things, because now I believe I'm a thing. And then there's a mind flow that I identify with as a thing, thinking about other things. But this is just not true. So I remain. Just I. I without anything.
Even though we are beyond belief, I think it's pretty difficult to fully comprehend that we are that substratum where in which that everything arises from. And people talk about that being there sometimes and then losing it. But I find it so strange that once you have that, how could you simply forget it, you know, knowing that this is just knowingness. Just like someone teaches you that one and one is two. We never forget that, although we never use it. You know, no one ever asks you that question on the street. And I think it's just a subtle belief that you need to have, that once you find that substratum, that there's no letting go of it or losing it. It is what it is, and everything, including your body, your pain, this conversation with my guru, John, it all arises from me. Just like what I just said arises from Guruji John, just like what Guruji John says arises from Keith Miller and et cetera, you know? And I think that's the marvelous thing, you know? But it's such a beautiful thing. It's so hard to believe, you know? I understand that doubt, you know? So we are what we are, man. That's it. That's why we're here spontaneously. You know, you and I, the four of us. It's a miracle. I'm sorry. Just wanted to say that, Guruji.
Yeah, I mean, once you understand your true position, you can't be fooled anymore. Just like I know if I'm standing outside my house, and I absolutely know I'm standing outside my house, if my house catches fire, I know I'm not going to be burned in my house. No matter how many times people tell me I might be in trouble or on fire, I'm outside of this house. So this house is burning. It's very sad, but it's not anything to do with me. And it can't touch me. It can burn all my belongings and all these sort of things, but it can't do anything to me. And the same thing is when I know my true position of this formlessness, this that presence has appeared to, that created all these various things that I can think about, are nothing to do with me.
Trish.
And this body falls, presence doesn't even continue. Presence is. That you are is. Whether John's body drops right now, even if all our bodies in this little conversation, all our bodies drop, we don't know that nothing is going on the screen, but there is still something. Like, that never changes, regardless of how many forms come and go or are destroyed or are born and so forth. This never changes. We go back to dream. Dream, body is not having a dream. It's a dead body, basically, a lump of goo in which this formlessness mixes with the sense of existence and creates a dream world and creates a character within the dream world that you believe yourself to be, who then participates in these little dream activities. And whilst participating in the dream activities, believes it's very real. It's only upon waking up, oh, that was a dream, whether it's a good dream or a bad dream. But you were unaffected. I think it's like the light that sort of provides for all of these things to appear, but has no vested interest in the appearance.
Oh, that's us.
That's why even this feeling of expansiveness, when you say, oh, I'm remaining with myself, the self, and I feel like I'm expanding into everything. It's actually from the mind's perspective, if your identification with the body and mind is very strong, then you'll say, I'm expanding. I feel this sense of expansion. In reality, it's the dissolving of the false layers on that presence, cleaning the window, so to speak. Cleaning the window of body, mind, world, ego, intellect, just presence. And there's nothing.
It's interesting that sometimes my dreams seem to be almost like delivering me to a sense of I don't know, like self or whatever, and then I feel like really great early in the day, and then it gradually dissipates, but it's something. It's just amazing that dreams can also be kind of like almost like a messenger,
Well, of course, because the consciousness is continuously creating. There is no dream and waking. There's no difference in the creations of dream and waking, so it continues. Nisargadatta Maharaj says, before bed, if you say, I'm formless, I am all of space, I am everything, that this is a concept held by the consciousness that's going to create the dream world, because it's no longer identified with this waking dream world. And there's an absence of this concept of me, which now this dream world, it's carrying through. So what you say before, quote, bedtime, sleeping, what you're reading, what you're feeding, it's one continuum. It's the consciousness is catching the concept and creating, whether it be the waking dream or the so-called sleeping dream. It's the one consciousness that's just creating all of this. And that's, again, that's just this presence, this knowingness that I exist. And because I know I exist, now there's a knowingness of form that's being created spontaneously. like the dream world is not built in sections. You know, like it's instant. Boom. And that's the waking thing. As soon as your eyes open, oh, look at this. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj and Ramakant Maharaj say in the morning, remain with just I, just I, just I, just I. Before the world starts. And the world doesn't start. It's your concept of I am waking up. And that to whom this I am awake feeling has come is awake, because otherwise, how would this I am awake appear? To whom would I am awake appear if there was nothing? It's just like, I am awake. Then I know myself as, oh, I'm in this world. Look, I'm in my bedroom. I need to get dressed for work and all this kind of stuff. But I'm formless. And I could do that in a dream. Tonight, I could fall asleep. And a dream world is projected in which I'm dreaming, I'm waking up. And, oh, I need to get ready for work. I need to get dressed and take a shower. And I might even do those things in the dream. Because, again, there's a body available to the formlessness. And there's an identification with being this body form, doing actions within this formless existence, whether it's dream or waking. Now, how can you not be tension-free, peaceful, happy, when you know that this is just a long dream and the body really has nothing to do with you? Whether the body is there or not there, you are. Just like if you turned on all the appliances in your kitchen all at one time. So now the electricity is the refrigerator, it's the blender, it's the toaster, it's the whatever kind of things, the little mixer and all that, and the energy is just going all these places, and it's all these things, and then you turn them off one at a time. All the activity has ceased, but the power is still there. It's just not noticed because there's nothing that's creating something to be noticed.
You I'm sorry, you just described my monthly DMT experiences. Once I return into the conscious state from the absolute, that's a perfect explanation. You know, everything turns off, the mind turns off, the body disappears, the intent or the attempt to try to explain is gone. Everything, and because I've been doing it for so long, I can use reference points, and you just described it perfectly. Everything just turns off, and yet you remain, you know, without even a question of, am I remaining, you know? And that was nicely put, Guruji, nicely put, you know? Thank you. Oh. Everything turns off.
Oh. And even the presence that was animating Nisargadatta Maharaj, that was animating Ramakant Maharaj, that is animating you, it's all one in the same presence. And even though those body forms are no longer here, that presence didn't go anywhere. And it will animate more body forms, quite certain of this, because that's what it does. As long as the bodies are getting together and creating more lumps of goo, and those lumps of goo are identifying as someone, and then they go on these journeys called life, and there's a time span, and this presence believes itself to be that, and then even this presence that believes itself to be something separate then meets another body form and has another lump of goo and believes that this is my child, this is mom, this is dad, because of identification with the body form. If all the body forms drop in this very moment, presence is. You are. You just won't be pretending to be Trish and John and Paul and you won't be pretending anymore. You'll just be your own self.
I don't know if it was just a thought, but it seems like each time I go into a sense of, no, I guess could call it knowing myself in a real sense, where there's nothing, no objectivity or subjectivity seemingly involved, but this bliss was really easy to go into. It was very strong. And just like a couple of days ago, and it was the first time I actually felt like I was no different than the master or something. But
good.
And
when there's less of Keith, you are master.
It almost seemed like I wouldn't be surprised if, like some people have had the experience of one of the masters appearing almost in like a physical form, or actually, I don't know, seemingly in physical form. I wouldn't have been surprised if that happened at that point.
Well, remember, that's the concept grabbed by the consciousness. And if your concept is very heavy of your master, then your master can appear. But again, it's just an appearance within that presence that you are. So that's when you want to be very kind of, okay, this is happening, but nothing's happening. Like if your master appeared before you, okay, bow, but then that's it. There's no like, wow, I just had this amazing spiritual experience where the master has appeared before me. Because remember, it that's natural. I mean, your own self created this whole world. So why would you not think that he could create, he could be your master being created right in front of you? Okay.
That's what I guess I felt. I wouldn't have been surprised if that happened.
Yeah. I mean, lay down tonight, a dream world is totally projected with fine detail. In your dream, the grass is going to feel like grass. It's going to look like grass. If you go for a swim, you're going to feel wet. So, of course, this consciousness can create anything, because through the conceptual belief and understanding of something, it creates. That's basically what this presence or consciousness does. It's a creative force that all of the five elements are within. And then this presence gets identified with these five elemental things, these objects, and says, I exist. I'm born.
If the master appeared in seemingly physical form, he would not have been made out of the five elements, would he? The appearance?
The appearance, this is, again, appearances come and go. So to say that he's made out of the five elements or not five elements, he's appearing. It's just an appearance. In reality, the five elements are not. And that's why they talk about in Das Boot, as one element goes into another element, goes into another element, and then nothing, because there's nothing.
Is there the five elements or appearances also then?
Everything, because you're formless. Everything that has appeared to you is absolutely illusion. That's why I say, if you remain with just I, sort of eyes on the presence, and you know that everything else is appearing on spontaneous presence, this entire world is projected on presence, then you're not so interested in it. And I bet if Sri Ramakant Maharaj appeared before you and you started saying, oh my God, it's so amazing you're here, Maharaj would be like, oh, please now. This is an appearance. Please disregard this appearance and continue to remain with your selfless self. Matter of fact, I can see him doing that. Like, Keith, please. I've appeared before you, but it's nothing. Oh, remain with your selfless self. Appearances come and go.
Before we go, I do want to say that, I don't, as far as that woman that was on that one call or Zoom thing, I certainly don't want to discourage her from it. You know, it's not like no big deal. So.
Oh, good. Because we post these YouTube videos publicly, we always have to be very gentle, knowing that presence through identification in various different body forms with various different understandings and conceptual beliefs. As long as I know myself in a real sense, then whatever quote place that presence is in that other form makes no difference at all.
There is a thing about, you mentioned sadness earlier, if things like disappearing, or say the world disappearing, it might be a sad. Buddhism talks about, when I used to study Buddhism, sometimes the teacher would say that sadness is a connected with enlightenment, or is enlightenment, and I was wondering what you know. So it would be sad to no longer be able to sense the world through the senses. It seems like that might be sad.
To whom would this sensing of sadness be, and what faculty would they use to sense this sadness, or even to know that the world is no longer there? How? These are all concepts in the mind. Throw these away.
Oh. So I was wondering who is sad, who could be sad?
No one. An entity that is false believes that things shouldn't be other than as they are because of identification with a body form. And all that's false, throw it away. Remain with your selfless self. Entire world appears upon spontaneous presence. And Maharaj says this very nicely. Prior to beingness, was there any sadness? Prior to beingness, was there any happiness? Prior to beingness, did you know anything at all? Okay.
Come on. Well, no,